Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from two passages in the New Testament. First, out of the letter Philippians, written by the Apostle Paul, and then out of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Not that I was ever in need, he says, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Then out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Well, here we are, beginning a brand new day together. Think about that for a minute, 24 hours right there of potential and opportunity. I wonder what we will allow to paint the mood of our day. Certainly opportunities, good things, blessings that we'll see, but it may be that the mood of our day will be painted or colored by the memory of some things from the past, some things maybe from the distant past which still linger, or something from the other day that we regret or wish we had done differently. Maybe the mood of our day will be painted by the headlines around the nation and world. Maybe our mood will be determined by some insurmountable mountain, it seems, waiting just outside our front door. Or anxiety about what we'll have to deal with next, finances, a job we need, a child struggling and we're not sure how to help them, a relationship that's struggling, or an illness that you never saw coming. Maybe that will color our mood of today and affect others around us. Yet here we are in this Thanksgiving week, approaching the most distinctive of American holiday seasons in a country which was firmly founded upon Judeo-Christian beliefs and, regardless of comments by some to the contrary around our country, is a nation now firmly founded upon an unwavering reliance upon and a commitment to God. I can't help but believe that no matter where we find ourselves this morning, that a moment of honest reflection has to remind us of all the moments in our lives for which we should be thankful, both past and present. Why not let those reminders of the blessings in our lives, of all that we can be thankful for, of all we can be, paint the mood and the picture of our days? Why not, indeed? Why not embrace this example from our heritage that in the midst of pitiful poverty, suffering, hardship, failing crops, the loss of children and adults from their original number, nearly 400 years ago, 398 years to be exact, in 1623, the pilgrims gather at their meeting house in the Plymouth Colony, and here's the quote, to render thanksgiving to Almighty God for all his blessings, close quote. An example to us that their thanksgiving came after a difficult time establishing the beginnings of this great land. It came in the midst of a cold and hard winter. Their thanks came not out of prosperity and abundance, but in the midst of unimaginable adversity and need. Perhaps we need our mood and attitude painted with a reminder that in the midst of our daily discouragements and disappointments and failings, God's blessings are all around us. In a beautiful sunrise of promise for the day, which you probably experienced wherever you are, or a newborn baby's cry, and a grandma's wrinkled smile as she wraps her arms around her precious grandchildren. Blessings we find in the crispness and breezes of a fall day and a much needed rain in the laughter of children, friends who lift us when we need a lift, a table full of food, the spirit-lifting beauty of music, or perhaps the majesty of a day-ending sunset, placed there for our encouragement by the God of all creation. Remembering that the most important things in life, those priorities of family and friends, we too often let slip between our fingers until it's almost too late. Almost. I was reminded of that again by a note from our elder granddaughter Hannah to her Mimi and me a number of years ago. You may have received one of these yourself over the years, perhaps in an envelope like the one she gave me, decorated with shamrocks and containing a note inside adorned with four hearts, blue, orange, purple, and green, and containing the following words, which I'll read as written without correction. Can we eat Thanksgiving food together? I hope we can. I can't wait to see you next time I do. Still affects me. My friends, it's Thanksgiving. And my hope for you and your family, my hope for all of us, is that we might not only be reminded anew of those moments and people in our lives for which we should be thankful, but in the midst of whatever our week or our day will bring, that we will always embrace with grateful hearts those blessings all around us provided by the one who knows us best and loves us most. Thanksgiving should move us to an attitude of thankfulness for all the blessings from God we enjoy today, of home and family and friends. It should remind us that no matter what is going on in our lives or the world around us, we can and should paint our days with thanksgiving for all we have, all God has done, and all we believe and know He will do. It's a time of reflection upon the overarching faithfulness of God, where the important and simple things come into clearer focus so that everything of lesser importance fades into insignificance. Thanksgiving is a time that helps us to move our focus from ourselves to others and to a sincere attitude of gratefulness, an attitude of gratitude for all that we are, all that we have, for this great land and all who courageously went before us. And perhaps most importantly, Thanksgiving is a time to turn our heads upward, to look beyond this world and to remember with a true spirit of humility whose we are, and to remember the one from whom everything comes. Thanksgiving is a time for genuine gratitude to God for His mercy, His abundance, protection, favor, and His hope through His Son, our Savior. Let me close by sharing one of my favorite stories. I've shared it with some of you before. It's a simple story of a young boy on his way home from school late one day. It was cold and snow was on the ground with more falling around him as he walked. It was around dinner time and he knew he needed to hurry home, but then a light through the cracked glass of a window of a little broken down shack along the side of the road caught his eye. And so, as little boys might do, forgetting about dinner just for the moment, he cautiously made his way up to the window of that little shack, and what he saw captured his attention for just a moment. For what he saw was a scene of abject poverty, of a frame wooden cot and a tattered blanket, a small wooden table and one chair, and on it a small wooden bowl, half filled with some sort of steaming liquid, maybe soup. And on one wall, a picture of Jesus. And there, kneeling below that picture, was a man in tattered clothes, with worn and wrinkled hands, with the years of the agony of a difficult life written all over his face. As the boy moved closer to the window, he could hear the words of that kneeling man, and he'd never forget those words. For amidst all of that apparent poverty, on that bleak and wintry day, all he heard coming from the walls of that shack were the words of that kneeling man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. For you see, my friends, that man walked to the beat of his Creator. He walked to the same creator who watched over those courageous pilgrims and then the founders of our country. He, as they, walked hand in hand with Almighty God. And with that same faith in God and with his son, Jesus Christ, in your life and mine, with that same attitude of gratitude, you too, this Thanksgiving week, can step out into each day with the assurance that no matter where you've been and no matter what your life has been like or what is going on now, there is an eternal reason to be thankful. There is an eternal reason to celebrate because the one who knows you best, as I said, loves you most, and he always will. So, whatever is before you, and in the midst of all the other moods being painted around us in our lives, in our nation and world, why don't we paint a mood of thanksgiving and gratitude for all the blessings of our lives, remembering that no matter what, God is still there, still loves us, sees us, and has a hand on our back. God's got us, and God's got it all. Paint that mood, that attitude for today and the rest of your life. And how about a simple prayer around the Thanksgiving table this week? Something like, thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Amen and amen. Hey, happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you, dear, dear family and friends. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for all that you do for us and with us. Thank you for the reminder that in the midst of whatever, you are there, and we simply need to be thankful. Have an attitude of gratitude. Look upwards and see all that you've done for us and all that you continue to do, and that you're there. Most importantly, you're there with us all the time. Help us, Lord, simply to say every day, thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you for all you do for us. And help us, Lord, with you to go out and touch the world, helping others to see all that they have and all that they can be to become all you created them to be. Thank you. Thank you for your blessing, and thank you especially for your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's in his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.